The Cottonwood Extension District Ellis County Wheat Plot Field Day is coming up next week. Agent Stacy Campbell stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
On June the 1st, next Wednesday, we're having our annual wheat variety demo plot field day. The location has changed. It's not in its place that it's been for over two decades, north of Victoria. It's actually going to be a little south and west of Hayes. Neil Gottschalk has put out the variety plot, helped us do that this year, which we very much appreciate. So, yes, next Wednesday, June 1st, starting at 6 p.m. in the evening, like it's always started. The location of the plot is if you turn at the 183 bypass right at the where the experiment station is on 240th, you'll go south to 3.3 miles to Munger Road, and then hang a right, go west 2 miles to 220th Avenue, and then just turn on 220th and go south a half a mile, and you cannot miss it.
Probably just follow where all the cars are, right?
Well, yeah, hopefully. Like I was just telling you, now that it's rained, and that's great that it has. It's Milo. It's getting to be Milo planting time, so there's probably going to be a lot of planters rolling next week, so we'll see what kind of turnout we get at the field day, but if anybody's got the time and wants to come out, we've got several varieties, quite a few new varieties. They keep seeing that anymore. It seems like the wheat breeders, both in universities and in the companies, are cranking out quite a few new varieties each year. So we have several of them in our plot to talk about. Our wheat specialist will be there, and also our small grains cereal or small grains plant pathologist, Kelsey Anderson Onofre, will be there and talk about diseases, which this year with the dry weather, we haven't seen too many, but still she'll kind of give a recap, a reminder of some of the diseases that are out there. And so there's always, you know, some good discussion there, and always time for questions for our producers. And so, yeah, we invite in, you know, and then that could be landlords too that don't farm but have got ground and tenants. They're welcome to come out too next Wednesday, June the 1st at 6 p.m. At Munger Road and 220th Avenue at that intersection. Just go south a half a mile. We do ask that you, I have never asked to do RSVP, but we do ask that we would appreciate it if you'd RSVP us by this Friday, or even if you're not for sure yet, but come Tuesday morning you decide to come, give us a call so we kind of got an idea for numbers on feeding. We have a 4-H club that's doing the meal.
Oh, very cool. And that's a free meal, right?
It is a free meal.
See, there's a good reason to go out just for that.
Yeah, I should have brought my list of sponsors, but we've got quite a few sponsors, several of the banks and so forth here in the county that are always real good about donating to that. So we appreciate them. And so anyway, yeah, everybody's invited. So hopefully we'll see some folks next Wednesday at 6 p.m.
Very good. Very good. Well, I know that, you know, you mentioned there's not a whole lot going on down at the Extension District right now. This was kind of the big thing. But anything else you want to hit on before we go?
You know, I had kind of mentioned in a newspaper article recently and stuff with this dry weather, if ponds continue to stay dry, you know, I hope they don't, but if they do, it's an opportunity where guys could clean out some of their farm ponds, you know, make them a little bit deeper, through the years, you know, dirt sediment gets back into them. Great opportunity to do that if the ponds are dry this summer. Also, if you've got any that are leaking, you can do just take 0 to 6 inch cores in the pond area where it normally is, and you can bring that soil in. We can send it off for a soil texture test. If it comes back to having close to or 30% clay, basically it should pack well enough to hold the water, not leak. You just probably need to do a better job of packing. It's recommended to pack them with a sheep's foot roller. And not every farmer has one of those, but I think there's some scattered around the country where a guy could get hold of them, and you got to really, really pack it well, to where basically it's called rolling off, where when you take that sheep's foot roller off of there, you really can't see the imprints anymore that it makes.
Okay. You know, we talked about that, I think last time you were here, that sheep's foot roller, and I was going to look it up and see what it looks like, because I'm super curious what that tool actually looks like.
It's a big roller packer, but it's got those, the big metal knobs that stick up about, I don't know, probably 8 or 10 inches.
Yeah, I've seen metal these. Knobs. Sure. Okay.
Yeah. So that really helps kind of pack that in. So that is one of the keys. We've had one person that just put a pond in a couple of years ago and it wasn't holding water. And they made the comment, well, we ran, you know, the scraper across it a lot, but they didn't do a sheep's foot roller. So it was dry. We sent the soil off for a texture test. It came back at exactly 30%. So it's like, if you will just pack that with a sheep's foot roller, you know, I'm pretty confident that it will hold water now.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they did that. So it'll be interesting to see. I think they dug it out some more. And that's the other thing. If you dig them out and then you decide to put a little bit of dirt in, only put no more than 6 inches at a time, and then pack. And then if you got to put a little bit more in, no more than 6 inches at a time, and then pack again with that sheep's foot roller. So, okay. And I'm not an engineer or contractor. I've learned a lot because of this one person and trying to help them. So, you know, it does kind of just make sense that you know, if you've got enough clay in your soil, and our soils have definitely have some clay in them. So if you've got a leaking pond, we can sure send some soil off for a soil texture test to see what percentage clay. And if it's kind of low, maybe in the 20% area, a lot of people think, let's add bentonite clay to it. Well, that's the most expensive way to do it. There's rock salt can actually do that. And rock salt is pretty plentiful here in Kansas. You've got the salt mines in Hutch, and I think one over by in Rice County, or over in Rice County, Lyons, Kansas. So I think, you know, you can get rock salt, shipped in probably to put that on. And we've got information about how to do that if you don't have enough clay in the soil and get it packed in there good. But definitely a cheaper option than the bentonite clay is to use rock salt if you don't have enough clay in the soil for that soil to be able to hold that water and not leak in your farm ponds.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Okay.
All right, sir. Well, it's good to see you. Thank you.
Yeah, and also, I guess, call us if you're planning to come to the Wheat Plot Field Day. That's 628-9430, 628-9430. If you're planning to come, give us a call by Friday. If we'd appreciate that.